Welcome to Blog Should Be Branded with your host, Rick Sherwood. Here, Rick shares his insights on life living and how to keep adapting and keep things in balance. His insights come from his years as a psychotherapist and his many, many life experiences. If you want to find us, we're on Facebook for Blog Should Be Branded. You can email Rebecca at rstherapygroup.com or you can try Rick at Rick. At rstherapygroup.com. And now, he's been awfully quiet so far.
Oh my.
Here's Rick.
So, Miss Rebecca, how are you doing on this May 9th, 10th, whatever it is?
I'm doing pretty good.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Perfect.
Do you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I got my confined waters for scuba diving. I know it doesn't mean anything because I can't do anything by myself. I can't do anything with you and Sherry because you're not instructors. But it means I passed the pool portion of my first part of getting my scuba license.
Which for lots of people are going to be going, yeah, so what? But keep in mind, folks, less than a year ago, this woman didn't swim. Period.
Yeah.
Less than a year ago. Just let that sink in for a second. Less than a year ago, she did not swim. And she has been diving. In the Caribbean, and she did part of her course in the Caribbean, and she is finishing it up here in Ontario, and then she will actually finish it at Gilboa, which is a quarry in Ohio, in another month and a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Very exciting.
Very.
Because like I said, people, just think about that. You don't swim at all as an adult, and then you go, dang it. I'm going to jump in, literally, with both feet, and I'm going to learn. And she's doing exactly what I knew that Miss Rebecca would always do. Got heart, got conviction, got desire.
Thank you.
No, thank you. It's not, no, it's you doing you, and you should be darn proud of who you are and what you're doing. So, anything else new and exciting?
I don't think so, no.
No, not really.
I was going to ask you how you're doing.
Well, you know what? I'm doing all right. You know what? I got no complaints other than, we're still in the market of moving buildings and doing stuff. So, you know, if you're interested in buying a house here in Stratford, well, come on by and we got one for sale. And then we can make some moves. But between now and then, we're holding our own and we're staying pat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I want to continue, if it's all right with everybody, to continue on this thought, right, of this microaggression stuff. And the reason why is I don't want people to misunderstand what I may have said, what I may have meant by what I said. When you know, the whole idea of sticks and stones and words will never hurt me, that was a functional lesson that parents taught their kids all the time. And somewhere along the line, we stopped that. And we made words more impactful or just as impactful without ever really stopping and thinking that part of the human experience is to say and do ridiculous things. And quite frankly, it's not about excusing people. It's about the reality. Part of the human experience. And so I want to start off with shine down, a symptom of being human. I want you all just to listen to these lyrics. I want you to think about, you know, what it is to be human is to make mistakes. Right? That's anybody who's got anything to do with computers or automation or anything like that will know that the input of the data and the output performance is only as good as the person who was putting the data in. And as people, we are going to be tired. We are going to be not feeling well. We are going to have emotions and ideas that are going through us that, well, quite frankly, we live in this age of, oh my word, Just think about that, folks. Always a little bit weird. Always coloring outside the lines. Just think about that, folks. It's all just a symptom of being human. Coloring outside the lines. Showing up late. Just being a little bit of a weirdo ourselves. And that's the point that I'm trying to get across. Is so often, people will say things. And they don't even know truly what they actually mean. They don't even necessarily understand the verbiage that they're putting out. They've heard it, and so therefore they use it. So why do we take it seriously? And I mean that. Why? Do we need to? I don't think we do. And yet, realistically, this is what we do all the time, is we take this stuff so seriously, and we make it so it's this huge deal. I've said on this podcast many times, that, you know, doing this job and living my life, you piss people off doing this job. You tell them things they don't want to hear. You introduce ideas that challenge them. That comes with the potential, and I mean a huge potential, of confrontation. There are people all the time who will say things, and, well, quite frankly, does it matter? No. And why is it? Why is it that it doesn't matter? Because it's words, it's opinions, it's thoughts, it's ideas. Sometimes they are meant to get under your skin, sometimes they're not. But honestly, words are not bullets. Words are not sticks. Learning to turn the cheek and look the other way is something that is a blessing to learn and to know and to understand. And so again, this idea that microaggressions, that this term is truly, you know, it has gained such ground, but it has gained ground without conversation. Why aren't we using these moments to educate instead of to penalize? Well, quite frankly, folks, the reason why that is, you heard it first. It's part of the human experience. We spend so much time wanting to persecute and stand on people. Instead of going, how can I learn and grow? How can I adjust? How can I do the things that I need to and want to do? How? How can any of that happen? No, it can't. And it can't because we don't want to let it. And the reason why we don't want to let it is because this is one of these things where you know, life goes on. Rebecca, what's gone through your head and your heart thinking about, you know, that topic, microaggressions, the conversation that we had, you know, with Julie even, when she was here the other day?
Well, for me, okay, one thing that was sticks in my mind, you weren't there. I was at the pool trying to jump in the water, and my instructor and the teacher lady were laughing because I couldn't do it.
Okay, now get more specific, but what do you mean by you couldn't do what?
I couldn't take that giant leap into the water, which is exactly what you have to do for scuba diving.
Yep.
I was standing there.
It's one of the ways to enter the water from a boat or from a dock.
I was standing there, and I could not for the life of me make my body do it.
Yep.
And they're just laughing at me.
Yeah.
And I could have taken that seriously as in, like, oh my goodness, like, they're laughing at me. But that's not how I took it. I took it as in, that it is, I guess, a strange sight to see somebody who is so terrified of jumping in.
However, there's one thing, that, again, they were laughing at the action, not at the person.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the, again, you know, beautiful points people don't teach anymore. They're laughing at you. No, they're laughing at the moment of you, not you as a human being. So please don't take it personal. So that's the first thing. And I'm going to say that again. Most of the time when you're being laughed at, or you are the butt of the joke, or people are laughing in your environment, they are not laughing at you as an entirety. They are laughing at the action that is occurring right now. And so because you want it to be all about all of you does not mean that it is actually about all of you. It is the action. And so in that case, they're sitting there and they're going, well, kids just jump into water all the time. Adults jump into water all the time. Non-swimmers don't, because non-swimmers are afraid of being out of control and swallowed up by that big blue body of whatever, where it's you're going to die. You're going to just go in and you never come back out.
Yeah.
And so it's part of what they're laughing at is them also going, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I say that, what do you mean by when I say, and they don't understand? What is it that you think I'm saying they don't understand?
They don't understand my difficulty with it, because I was able to do some of the more challenging skills.
Yeah.
And here's what they considered to be an easy, fun thing to do.
Yeah.
And I froze.
So take your mask off underwater, swim around without your mask, put your mask back on, clear your mask all underwater without coming up. Absolutely. All skills that you learned and skills you were able to do.
Yeah.
However, again, a non-swimmer has 4 decades of going, I'm not jumping in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they laugh. And they laugh because they go, this makes no sense. You want to get in there. Once you're in there, you're fine. It's the getting in that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, again, where people want to spin. And it's part of that human experience to sit there and to go, you know what? I don't understand it. I'm going to laugh. I don't understand it. I'm going to make a joke. I don't understand it. So I'm going to do something. I'm going to do or be or whatever. And it really is this unbelievable moment where truly you have to stand back. And you have to stand back and scratch your head and go, well, she's allowed. Right? So you're allowed as a human being to have whatever fears, whatever biases, whatever, you know, concerns that you have going on in your world, you are allowed to have that. And quite honestly, people are allowed to have an emotional response. So when you think about this, folks, again, you know, Meet in the Middle by Diamond Rio is the song we're going to close out with. Why is that? It's a love song. It's a love song about two people who grew up close to each other, and they spent the time meeting in the middle. And we are more and more teaching our children to be polarizing, not to meet in the middle. It's all their way. I said it a few months ago in a podcast. I had a teacher tell me that they have a student who's allergic to the cold. Okay, so where is the medical diagnosis of this? There isn't one. Well, okay, but teacher, you have to stay. You're not allowed to go to the washroom. You're not allowed to do anything on your break, which is the recess for you to do stuff to prep for when the kids come back in. You're not allowed to do that. You have to supervise my child because my child is determined that they don't want to go out and get cold. They're not allergic to it. They have no medical condition or any medical notes. However, nobody wants to piss off the family and go, well, this is ridiculous. And so the child determines when it's appropriate for the child to go outside. My God. We are really, really making mistakes, and we're making mistakes because it's so hard to talk to people and go, you know what? Yeah, that's uncomfortable, but you're going to survive. What do we do instead? We go, you know what? That's uncomfortable, and you'll likely die, which isn't going to happen. What is going to happen is that we're going to sit there, and we're going to learn, and we're going to grow, and we're going to do the things that we need to do. That's what's going to happen. And so when we sit there, when we take, you know, songs like that one from Shine Down and this one from Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle. Yeah, it's about understanding that what we need to do, what we truly need to do, people, is stop looking for ways to be polarizing and start looking for ways to accept that other people are going to have different opinions than us. And that's okay. So long as they're not breaking the law or committing murder or creating some sort of conspiracy, true conspiracy, not the conspiracy theories that run amok. But if they're not doing that, why aren't we trying to do exactly this? Meet in the middle, right?
It was 700 fence posts from your place to house. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
These people, they have a desire. They have a desire to meet up. They have a desire to make those steps, and they have a desire to count the fence posts and to meet in the middle. Oh my God, people, teach yourself and teach the people around you. Do yourself a huge favor. Try to meet in the middle. Honest God, and I don't want to sound like I'm preaching here, but holy shit, folks. This is just, it's a little burr under my saddle, and it's a burr under my saddle because you know what? We've been putting out music, we've been putting out literature, we've been putting out things for thousands of years. Yes, folks, for thousands of years. We've been trying to create ways for us as human beings to meet in the middle. And man, oh man, we're going in the wrong direction. Well, that is another Black Sheep Rebranded podcast. That is another one in the bag. That is another one done. Again, Miss Rebecca, what are you thinking about this whole, you know, the way that the world is going in this don't offend anybody because we can't challenge an idea. We can't go, wow, there's a better way.
Challenging is how we grow through challenges.
Amen to that. And you were challenged and you were growing as a scuba diver.
Mm-hmm.
So, look at that, folks. We can laugh, we can challenge, and Rebecca can breathe by sucking in air from a tank underwater. The unbelievable things that can happen if we stop making it personal. Have a great one, folks. From Rebecca, Sherry, and myself, be good.